Good morning.
So this gospel represents the final words that Jesus says to his disciples before he ascends into heaven. And I'm sure they found that difficult to understand, but they would have understood it perfectly if they had been to our Springfest. There's a lot of wisdom at Springfest that I think the disciples could have learned. You know, one of the rides that we have is a Ferris wheel. And the Ferris wheel, the other thing about Springfest I have to tell you is that two things about it that are very clear. It's very loud, and there's a lot of people. So it's very noisy and very crowded, which is good. But when you get on the Ferris wheel, that's what you experience when you first get on the Ferris wheel. It's very noisy, very crowded, a lot of activity. But then the wheel turns and slowly takes you to the top. And when you get to the top, you have a great view, a spectacular view for miles and miles around. The Ferris wheel this year is 30% larger than last year. It's almost 100 feet in the air. So it's a little quieter, very serene, more peaceful, very beautiful. And you'd kind of like to stay there. It'd be kind of nice if you would just stay there and see that view. But the wheel turns and pretty soon brings you back down into the crazy world of noise and crowds. And then it turns again and brings you up. So there's kind of a rhythm of activities. So I learned from the Ferris wheel that, you know, when things are going really, really well, I don't imagine that they're going to go that way forever. The wheel turns, and sometimes it brings me down into kind of stress and crisis and activity. But I don't panic there, because I know that the wheel will turn, and bad times don't last forever, and pretty soon the wheel will turn, and good times will return again. I think that's what the disciples found out. You know, they were kind of living in the world of fishermen, kind of noisy, a lot of stress, a lot of hard work. And then they become disciples, and it's a beautiful experience to be at the top with our Lord as they travel with him around the countryside. But then Jesus is arrested, and he's crucified, and they feel that that wheel is turned down at the bottom. And then Jesus resurrects. He's back in the game, and the wheel is kind of back up. And now today, they feel like the wheel is going down again because Jesus is leaving. But next Sunday, we celebrate Pentecost when the Holy Spirit will come. This kind of rhythm of life, of good times and bad, and neither one lasts forever, but will slowly turn. I wish the disciples would have been at Springfest because they would have recognized that rhythm that we can. I think also, when I walk by the game booths and I see the prizes that are on the shelf, I know that none of those prizes are going to jump off the shelf, walk over, and place themselves in my hands. I have to throw the ball, toss the ring, make the basket, whatever the game is. I have to get in the game to receive the award. The award doesn't magically appear in my hands. I have to do something. I have to be active. I have to make something happen. Reminds me of the story of the guy sitting, reading the newspaper, and every article is something bad. Crime here, this here, bad news here, bad news here. And he's upset. And he says out loud, there's so many bad things happening in the world. God, why don't you do something? And then there's a voice from the heavens. Comes out and says, I did do something. I created you. Get in the game. Now, there's nothing I can do about the war in Ukraine. But I can do a lot in my world, in the world that's around me, my family and friends, and here at St. Bruno. And that's what it means to get in the game. There's things that God does, and there's things that we do. We don't want to confuse the two. So I know that I have to do something in order to win the prize. I learn a lot from the Ferris wheel. I learn a lot from the game booths. I learn a lot from just watching families who are just sitting down at tables doing nothing but enjoying food and being with their family and friends. I know that's an important rhythm too. There's time to get in the game and be active and do things. And there's also time to kind of sit down and relax and enjoy your time with family and friends. That's a beautiful rhythm as well. And then lastly, I'm always impressed by the number of volunteers who have given of their time and effort to make this Springfest happen. It's a very, very beautiful, generous spirit of heart. So a lot of wisdom from the Ferris wheel, from the game booths, from families sitting down enjoying the music, and all of our volunteers. I think that the apostles really did get a lot of wisdom during their time. But they would have learned a lot more if they'd come to our Spring Fest. So there's a lot of wisdom at the Spring. You can get a lot of wisdom at Spring Fest, at least until 9 o'clock this evening.